WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Cheer Show.
Another week of God's vending machine.
Yeah, another week of seeing what God's doing and when he's doing it. The method of operation. We talked Friday. We finished the show showing you the 12 different vending machines that God has shown us during the eons of time. And he has a reason for these. He never does anything arbitrarily. How do you like that word?
Arbitrarily.
He has a reason for everything that he does, and he's progressing in a logical sequence of events. Welcome to a new week, everybody.
Hello.
Dan Sheridan and I broadcasting from the studios of WBRI in Indianapolis, Indiana. We appreciate you listening. If you ever listen to these shows in your car, you missed something you weren't clear, you needed to rewind, but you look for a rewind button on your radio, you can't find it. Well, they haven't invented that one yet. Maybe they have, if you're listening to satellite. I don't know. All I know is you can go to martinsender.com and you can listen to these shows again. They are archived going back to day one. I think we're in something like 70 shows now, so you can go to martinsender.com.
70, more than that.
Yeah, well, it's getting up to 100. Click the icon of the chick with the headphones, and you can listen to all of these shows.
That's right. We've been doing this 6 months. I think we started in July, and now here we are in December.
And we thank everybody who has written in to tell us they enjoy the show. We encourage people to do that because it really helps us to get feedback. Now, I know that when I listen to the radio, I don't call or write the people that I listen to. I just enjoy the show, but this is a unique show. We have websites, and we want to be your friend. We just don't want to be the voice on the radio. We'd love to hear from you. You can write me at martinsender.com. There's a little tab called Return to Zender. You hit that. You can drop me an email. I'd appreciate hearing from you. Dan, you're at paulsevangel.com, and those of you who have written, we appreciate it. We need the feedback. It's nice to know that we're not just talking into the air. And indeed, many of you have written, and that's why we keep talking. You keep listening, we'll keep talking.
Even if they're not listening, we'll be
talking. Even if you're not listening, we're going to keep talking because this is what we have to do.
Exactly.
And we love it.
Woe is me if I preach not the gospel.
Right.
Dan, go ahead.
Dan.
Yeah.
It is necessary.
It is?
Yeah. For God's glory.
Yeah.
And for the good of his creation, that he demonstrate to man's own infirmity. Man needs to know with a series of demonstrations that he, man, is incapable of obtaining righteousness apart from God. Now, in the past, we have been accustomed. I used to do this. I used to look at these dispensations, these administrations we've been talking about, as periods of time.
Yeah,
right. I even slipped up last week and called it the Age of Innocence. We're going to talk about Adam pretty soon here. But this is going to revolutionize the way you see, quote, dispensationalism, unquote. Don't think of these as periods of time.
Any more than you would think of a vending machine as a period of time.
Exactly. A vending machine is not a period of time. It's something that does a job for you. And these things of God that God is giving to us, they do a job for us also. What they're doing for mankind is, again, displaying for mankind by a series of demonstrations man's inability to become righteous. I don't want you to look at these 12 vending machines, these 12 dispensations as periods of times, but demonstrations, situations.
12 administrations.
God is putting us into situations, different ones. And in fact, listen to this. We talked about the situation of innocence. We talked about the situation of law. Man was under a situation. We have a situation here. What is it? It's law. That's different than the situation we had before. In each of these 12 situations, they become they become more beneficial to man. Man has more tools at his disposal to show God what he can do. And the things that are dispensed remain. In other words, well, we'll get into this as we go, but you were going to bring out that point, that what God gives during each administration carries over to the next administration. And each thing God does builds on the shoulders of that which went before. And man has more and more of an advantage, a more favorable situation than the last one. The situation of conscience is a better place to be in than innocence. The situation of human government was a more advantageous. You have more, quote, opportunities to find God there than you did back in the era of innocence. When law came, you had even more details about God. And as time progresses, God gives more and more and more to man. And the things that are dispensed just add up and add up on top of each other, and still man can't find God. Still, man cannot attain righteousness. And then we finally had Jesus Christ coming on the scene. Now, was that ever a change of administrations? Jesus Christ himself, what happened then? Did man find perfection then? He did not. And so I think when we look at these as a series of situations, in order to show what man is, we suddenly realize what these things are about. They're not just a game God's playing. I'll just do 12 different things because I can do different tricks. I'm not a one-trick pony. I'll show you what I can do. I'll do this. I'll do this. No, it's a series of situations, demonstrations, each one more favorable than the last, that show progressively the ineptitude of the human. If you think these are demonstrations to show the ability of the human, then you are going to be one frustrated person. You're going to be one frustrated Christian, not only in your life, but as you look at the world around you. All the advantages we've had, look at the advantages. We've seen the law of Moses. Jesus Christ himself came to earth. The Spirit came during the day of Pentecost. And look where we're at. Obama's our president, for the love of God. What have we learned? Nothing. All these advantages, and it just goes to show you that unless God himself is with us, unless Jesus Christ himself either comes into our hearts personally or starts running this government physically, we cannot make it happen. A series of demonstrations. That's what these administrations are. A series, not periods of time, but practical demonstrations. You need to show the human. You can't theoretically tell the human. And some of these people that say God is everything at once, the so-called covenant theology, that's like saying, okay, God just gets everybody into one room and says, okay, I'm going to save us all out of time. I'm just going to tell you that, look, you can't attain me by works. Even if I gave you a distinct list of instructions, you're still not going to. I'm going to send my Spirit on you. If I did all this stuff, if I sent my Son, you're still not going to get it. And people will say, oh, sure, we understand that, God. But they can't understand it unless it's practical. They have to live through it, through long periods of time. Experience is the best teacher. Experience is the best teacher. This can't be theoretical. God can't say, if I did this, you would do that. We'll say, yes, we could, God. God said, if I gave you a set of instructions, you still wouldn't understand. You still wouldn't be able to, oh, yes, we could. That's ridiculous. God said, okay, we're going to live it out. And so he gave Israel a set of instructions, and they failed. Practical demonstrations, progressive practical demonstrations to man are these administrations. And in each one, man fails. And which is interesting because each situation is less exacting than the one that went before it. That's the point that I want to keep making here. Gets more favorable. Man has a better chance of succeeding. And the resulting condition is that he fails. And you're looking at it.
And that's where we're at today. And you ask, what is the situation today? What is today's situation? Where are we at today in these 12 administrations? After all this has been said and done, as you pointed out, man has to go through a series of experiences of failure so that they can know what it is to be without God, so they can enjoy what it is to be with him. Man has to know hatred, to know love. He has to have the experience of sin in order to experience the glorious redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Well, today, just to bring people to where we're at today, because really this is very important, and we talked about this. What are our what is the modus? Is that it?
Modus operandi
for today.
The mode of operation.
Paul in Romans 1-3, up until verse 20, tells us takes all this time period, all these first seven administrations, and he wraps it up that all the world is subject to the just verdict of God. All these administrations have shown man to be a failure.
And the hard part for man is man had to walk through all these things
exactly.
for thousands of years. Wouldn't it be nice if Paul could have just written Romans 1, 2, and 3 from the get-go?
Yeah.
As a theory.
Yeah.
Okay, look, everything's a failure.
Even when God gave the law, if you read the book of Deuteronomy, when the children of Israel said to Moses, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do and be obedient. And then, you know what Yahweh says to Moses? Oh, that there were in them a heart that would do all these things. God knew this ahead of time and purposed this ahead of time.
They didn't know it ahead of time.
And they didn't. See,
they
thought they could. And God let this situation play out exactly the way he intended it, so man can show himself to be a creature that needs to rely on the accomplishments of God on his behalf.
And in God's wisdom, he presented it as the way to go. This is, here's my
and
law.
And this is,
here
the,
it is.
This is the great lesson of the eons.
It is.
The great lesson, and you can sum it up even in the book of Job, too. The book of Job does the same thing. You have Job, then he goes through all these trials, and what does finally Job confess at the end? I have heard of thee by the hearing, and now my eye seeth thee. And I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. He got to a place where he saw, God, you're great.
And he wasn't there at the beginning of the book of Job.
No.
Look what it took.
It took that whole experience of being without him. And all that. And so this is one of the great lessons of the ages. And when this is the lesson, we're at that point today. There's no more trying of mankind. It's been done. Paul's already told us Romans 1 and 2, mankind has been tried. He has proved both Jews and Greeks to be all under sin, all of us. It's been proven. And now what are we left with? We're left with looking to the marvelous grace of God through the accomplishments of Christ. And so that's where we're at today as we are in Paul's administration.
God in the Garden of Eden, you know, God gave one law. Don't eat of the fruit of the tree of the good and evil, the tree of good and evil.
Yeah.
And they could not even do that. And that was the most precarious situation mankind has ever been in, really, because with innocence, you don't have a chance.
Did you know God gave Israel one commandment before he gave them the ten?
Love, life.
No.
What? Well, I don't
he
know.
Told
Did
them,
he really?
He
what
says, here, I'm going to give you the manna. And if you can keep this, you'll know whether you can keep my law or not. They couldn't even keep the one commandment of keeping the Sabbath day. They should have learned the lesson then. If go ahead and read the account in Exodus 16. That was given before they even gave the Ten Commandments. One commandment regarding manna. They couldn't keep that. And then later on they said, we'll keep 10 more.
I learned something,
9 more.
I learned something new from you every day. Not only do I do this show, I listen to this show. Thanks for that, Dan.
No problem.
Oh, you are so
I
good.
I threw it
me.
In there for free. No problem.
We're going to continue on with the administration. We're going to show you the ultimate lesson of all this, and then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty details and find out where we are today and why you should feel totally blessed to live in this era that you do. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.